بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله praise almighty Allah سبحانه وتعالى for giving us the most precious gift of iman, and in praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى for giving us tawfiq of performing our salat al jamaat. The person performs salat al jamaat, he gets reward 25 times more than that person performing salat individually. Somebody is working for somebody, the boss will give him 10,000 rand. The boss says, no, you go and work in the farm shop, in the location. But instead of coming home every day, you're going to come home once a month. But instead of getting 10,000 rand, you're going to get 250,000 rand. He's not going to leave it. Why? He knows the value of the rands and cents. He knows the value of the rands and cents, what he can do with every rand, with every cent, with every 1,000 rand, what he can do. But when you tell him he's going to get 25 times more sawab, then it doesn't mean anything to him. But actually the sawab is the rands and cents of the akhirat. The rands and cents of the world, you're going to leave it behind. You can lose its value. But the sawab of the akhirat is going to be there forever. Allah Ta'ala can multiply it as and when he wants. Sidi Sakati Rahmatullahi says, I saw Jurjani swallowing roasted barley flour. He says, I haven't taken bread for the last 40 years. Because it takes me so much longer to chew the bread that I can say 70 times Subhanallah more. So they had the value of every Subhanallah. He had this gaze on the bank balance of the Akhirat. Had the gaze on the bank balance of the Akhirat. The person is in Jannat, he gets this beautiful, beautiful fragrance coming to him. He gets this beautiful fragrance. He says, wait, from where it's coming? The Farishta says, no, it's coming from the person in the higher Jannat than you. So he asks the Farishta, you know, like in the dunya, the person wants to know, how did the person got a bigger shop than me? How he got a better car than me? How he got a better house than me? So he wants to know from the Farishta, how this person got a bigger Jannat than me. There's a person will get the Jannat that no eye has seen, no ear has heard of, no heart, no mind can fathom. So we can't even fathom what, you know, this Jannat. So the Farishta will say, no, he didn't say that, he did one more Subhanallah than you. So now you see that Jannat that he's got. You know, if today if they have to, even if they make some type of machine, you know, that can blow some fragrance, how far can it blow it? So this fragrance is going right through his Jannat and is going to the next person's Jannat. So what is the size of Jannat, we don't even know. But one thing we know is that the smallest Jannat is 10 times the size of this world. So we have to value that every Subhanallah. Imagine now that person going in the path of Allah. For one Subhanallah, he gets the reward times 490 million times. One Subhanallah, 490 million times. So how many more stages higher? How many more? That Jannat is going to have, how many more things that this thing is going to be on a much more higher level than another person's Jannat. So we have to value every moment in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something in effect. He says the wise person, the intelligent person, he didn't say he's the doctor or a lawyer or a scientist or a chemical engineer or a multi-billionaire or a prime minister. But he says the wise person, intelligent person, is that person who prepares for death before death comes to him. Prepares for death before death. When death is coming, we don't know. Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, when he used to hear about the qabr, he used to weep so much that his beard used to become soaking wet. They ask him that, when you hear about Jannat and Jahannam, you don't weep so much. He says the qabr is the first stage. Qabr is the first stage. If you pass through the stage, then you pass through all other stages. So this is the thing, to prepare for that qabr. You know, I come from Harding. Harding is 2 hours from here. But in those days, they had dirt road. So it shouldn't take 2 hours, it takes 6 hours. And you know, the shopkeeper now, when he orders his goods, he shouldn't come by the road, he should come by train. So now the shopkeeper, all of a sudden, now he ran short of a very important, fast-selling item. Rep is not coming. The train is delayed. So every time the customer comes, he says, "Aiko." And every time his heart is paining, he's losing that customer. So what he says, he says, "I'll send my driver." He sends the driver, whole day's journey, comes to Durban. The driver comes to buy the stock. Now, the driver forgot what the boss told him. Which item, he's not sure, is it this one or that one? So now he says, "Inky Pinky Bonky." Now, he ends up taking the wrong item and go. So now, how cross that boss is going to be? That already I lost so many customers. How many more customers am I going to lose? You know? But still, that boss can send the driver back again to get the correct item. But if you went in the cupboard with the wrong goods, which driver are you going to send back? In Urdu they say, jab saans hai to chance hai. That while you still got the bread, you got a chance. Yeah? So when you go in the cupboard, the first question is going to be, "Mar Rabbuka?" Who is your Rab? They say, Rab has an all-encompassing meaning. Who is your sustainer? Who is your nourisher? Who is your provider? Who this heart is turning to at the time of need? At the time of that difficulty, who that heart is turning to? At the time of problem, who that heart is turning to? In happiness and sadness, in problem and difficulty, who that heart is turning to under all conditions? So this is the effort that we have to bring Allah in the heart. Then Allah will come. The lips will be sealed. The heart is going to talk. They say the heart is like a sponge. If you take the sponge, you dip it in milk, cold drink is not going to come out. Juice is not going to come out. Water is not going to come out. Milk is going to come out. So same way, whatever we fill in the heart. Daily we face with situations where we see harm is coming from that person. Benefit is coming from my friend. Benefit is coming from the boss. Benefit is coming from my wealth. Benefit is coming from my shop. Benefit is coming from my degree. We have to negate all this. As I say, every day we have to give 2.5 hours to the masjid. Every day we have to go from person to person, negate what we saw, negate what we heard, negate what we thought. We have to bring the yakin of the kalima, la ilaha illallah, that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. Bring the complete yakin and conviction. For this, every day we have to talk about Allah. Haji Abdul Wahab Sahib Rahmatullah, you say, the person can give 1,000 times his dawat that my shop is not doing, Allah is doing. My job can't do, Allah is doing. My profession can't do, Allah is doing. My degree can't do, Allah is doing. My wealth can't do, Allah is doing. My intelligence can't do, Allah is doing. The people of contact can't do, Allah is doing. My enemy can't do, Allah is doing. My friend can't do, Allah is doing. My money can't do, Allah is doing. The bank manager can't do, Allah is doing. The medicine can't do, Allah is doing. The doctor can't do, Allah is doing. 1,000 times a person can give this doubt, but still a feeble voice will come out from his heart that maybe you're right. Because so much of the dunya has engulfed the heart. So every day it's my need that we talk about Allah. Negate dunya. Has Asim radiallahu anhu, he's dying on the battlefield. This kuffar lady, Sulaifa, she wanted to take revenge against Hazrat Asim radiallahu anhu because he had killed her relative. So she had given her, she said that whoever brings Hazrat Asim radiallahu anhu's head to me, I'll give him 100 camels. And she had taken a vow that I'm going to drink wine from the skull of Hazrat Asim radiallahu anhu. So Hazrat Asim radiallahu anhu, he knew about this, he's about to die. So he made it out for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with such conviction. That, "Oh Allah, save my head from the sacrilegious hands of this kuffar." Allah Ta'ala caused a swamp, there's the bees, a whole lot of bees or wasps came, and they settled on his head, on his whole body. They couldn't go near. They said, "We'll come later." Later, Allah wanted to send a thunderstorm. Allah Ta'ala washed the whole body away. So the conviction they had. So we also have to build this condition every day. That Allah is not in need. Allah is not in need. Ashab-e-Kaf, the people of the elephant came to destroy the Kaaba. Allah Ta'ala was not in need of another army of elephants. Allah Ta'ala sent the tiny birds, Ababil, with the pebbles in their mouth, in their claws, in their beaks. Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. From a situation of benefit, Allah Ta'ala can bring harm. From a situation of disgrace, Allah Ta'ala can bring honor. From a situation of honor, Allah Ta'ala can bring disgrace. Namrud tells Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, they tell you Allah to send his army. Allah Ta'ala didn't need to send another army. Allah Ta'ala sent the mosquitoes. Mosquitoes destroyed the army of Namrud. He went and locked himself in the palace. The mosquito went through the keyhole, went into his nostril and started chewing his brain. Now the same Namrud, whenever anyone came to visit him, he told them, "Now you have to bow down to me." Now he told them that mosquito was chewing on his brain and such excruciating pain he was going through that the only relief he could get is someone banged him on his head. So now he told the people, "Now when you're coming to my palace, when you're coming in front of me, don't bow down to me. You have to take out your shoe and hit me on my head." So in a situation of honor, Allah Ta'ala gave this grace. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept our success and success of the entire mankind only in deen. Complete deen. That we have to bring this conviction only in complete deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept our success. There was this person named of Mullah Nasruddin. So one day his friend came and gave him one duck. He told him that, "I heard your wife can make very tasty duck soup. So please make for me and some of my friends some duck soup." So he got his wife to make the duck soup, called him, he said, "You come with some of your friends." So they came. So after a while, they knock on the door again. "Who are you?" "I'm the friend of the one who gave you the duck." After a while, another knock on the door. "Who are you?" "I'm the friend of the friend who gave you the duck." It's carrying on like this whole day. "Who are you?" "I'm the friend of the friend of the friend who gave you the duck." So Mullah, he got very cross. He said, "Hey, I have to show these people a lesson, you know." And he was just not the ordinary Mullah. He was the same Mullah. You know these Mullahs, they spell their name with two O's. Not the ones with you. You know, they say there's very dangerous Mullahs there. You know, the one who spell their name with two O's. Because they say the one O is after the other O. So anyway, so he said, "I'll show these people a lesson." So the next group of people came, knock on the door. They say, "Who are you?" "Say, you're the friend of 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 the friend who gave you the duck." They said, "Yeah, come inside, I've been waiting for you." He told his wife, boiled some water, he put some salt and pepper inside, and he gave them to drink. So now they're drinking, they say, "Hey, what kind of soup this? We can't even taste, no duck, nothing, you know. What kind of soup this?" So he told them, "No, this is the soup of 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 the duck." You know? In the same way, you know, that what deen we are following is like the deen of the deen of the deen of the deen. So you have to make an effort. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept our success only in following the sunnah tariq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have to bring this yaqeen and conviction. Every sunnah I will follow, Allah ta'ala will give me success in this world, qabr and akhirat. Every sunnah I will follow, there will be benefit for me in this world, qabr and akhirat. This is non-Muslim child. Was about to, was sleeping in the night, so 8-9 year old child. So he got up, middle of the night, he's crying to his mother, "I'm very thirsty, I need to drink water." So happened, there was a jug of water right there on the bedside, the mother poured the water and gave him. So he tells his mother, "No, on the light." He tells his mother, I want the light. The mother said, no, I can't on the light. You're going to disturb everyone else. So insisting, no, no, you must on the light. So he goes, on the light, and he took the glass, and he found there's a spider inside. So mother is asking him, why are you insisting? He said, no, I got my friend in school, Muslim friend. He tell me that their prophet taught them that whenever you're drinking water, well, look into the glass and drink. So every sunnah, whether it makes sense or doesn't make sense, that it'll be benefit for me in this world, qabr and akhirat. And every sunnah that I will leave out will be harm for me in this world, qabr and akhirat. This is the yaqeen will bring. The best way of life, the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, most beautiful way of life, the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most simplest way of life, the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most honorable way of life, the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most pure way of life, the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most healthiest way of life, the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most honorable way of life, the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That every day you have to speak about the sunnah. Today they're calling towards this beautiful holiday, that beautiful house. Going to leave everything behind and go. Call towards the beautiful way of life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep on speaking of the beautiful character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Learn every sunnah. Value every sunnah. And call towards sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And sahaba already had true love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu is about to die. His wife is sitting and sobbing there. So he's asking his wife, why are you crying? He said, what are you crying for? Today I am the happiest man in my life. Today I'm going to meet my friend. I'm going to meet my beloved. I'm going to meet my Habib, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he comes into the Kaaba Sharif and gives the first khutbah. Speaks about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the kuffar fall on him from all sides. And they beat him to such an extent that he becomes unconscious. His face becomes so swollen that you couldn't make out the difference of his nose from his face. Couldn't make out his nose. His face was so swollen. So he became unconscious. His family came and took him away. The whole day they're calling out his name again and again, trying to revive him, but to no avail. Eventually towards the evening, he comes out of this unconscious state. And the first thing he asks, how is my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? His family members were shocked because of the same person who remained in the jaws of death for the whole day. And as soon as you gain consciousness, you're asking about him. Anyway, they left him. So told his mother, try and feed him something. His mother is trying to feed him. He refuses. He says, I will not take a morsel until I don't see my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will not take a morsel until I don't see my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the love that they had. Sahabas gave their life. This deen reached out with great qurbani, great sacrifice. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, being dragged to the streets of Makkah. The Khadija radiallahu anhu, one of the richest ladies of Makkah al-Mukarramah. Last few years of her life spent in the valley of Abi Talib with no food. In hunger, starvation. The beloved daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, tugging on the dress of her mother. Ummi alatash, ummi alatash. Oh mother, I am extremely thirsty. There's not even water to give the granddaughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The grandchildren of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam crying out of hunger. How much of sacrifice went through because for this deen to reach us? We were in the Pedal Jamaat now. In Joburg, we place Eldorain in the month of Ramadan, last few days of Ramadan. So they told, we had Mulan Lukman Hansa with us. So they told Mulana, you must do the tafsir tonight. Tarawih, after Tarawih, they have tafsir. So Mulana Lukman, he made the tafsir and he was speaking, he said, speaking about the past nation. You know, Allah Ta'ala had blessed them with so much. They say that even what beautiful gardens, full luscious fruit. You know, they just walk from one end of the garden to the next end. they don't have to pick the fruit. They just put the baskets on their shoulders. When they come out the other side, the baskets are full. But they were involved in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala sent such a condition that the same garden became barren. So we were working in Joburg city. You know, we saw the condition of the city. Look at Durban city. What it was 30, 40 years ago and what it is now. What it is now. So we say, no, government is not right. They don't know how to run the country. Too much of bribery and corruption. So we just like that person, you know, that person, when they just came out with the chaps, so that person from the village, he came into the town. So he saw someone open the tap there. It's the first time in his life he saw water coming out from the tap. So he's asking that person, from where you bought this tap? He said, no, I bought it from that hardware shop there. So he rushed to buy the tap and he goes back to his village. As he's walking to the village, he saw everyone going with their buckets to go and fill water. He said, hey, don't worry about going and filling water. Come with me. I'll give you all water. And he came and made a hole in the wall, put the tap there. No water coming out. Why? Because he thought the water is coming out from the tap. So same way, we are just like him. And we think, no, the condition is coming from the government. Because of the government. Because of the bribery and corruption. No, it's coming from Allah. It's coming from Allah. All conditions coming from Allah. Good, bad, happy, sad, all coming from Allah. They say, Hazrat, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was going, Hazrat Jibreel Alayhi Salaam, and they see something going up, something coming down. They say, the amal of the mu'min is going up. And according to their amal, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is sending the conditions down. Good amal go up, Allah Ta'ala send down good conditions. Bad amal go up, Allah Ta'ala send down bad conditions. One bad namazi is causing harm to 40 houses around. And some of them are saying that just not 40 houses, 40 houses to the right, 40 houses to the left, 40 houses to the back, 40 houses in front. So 160 houses. So how are we going to save ourselves from the harm of that bad namazi? That's why Allah says you must meet every bali you've made. When you give him the full da'wat of deen, give him the da'wat for salat, then you'll be saved from the harm of him not reading his salah. We have to go every day from person to person. They say once in 14 days, once in 15 days, meet every person. If you met him after 15 days, you've delayed the matter. One jamaat went. They met one person. He already had the rope around his neck. He was about to commit suicide. So you don't know who you're going to meet, what that person is thinking of doing, that we are so necessary that we have to meet everyone. That we're delaying that mulaqat, you don't know what that person is going to do. That person may be thinking of committing suicide. But the person may be thinking of becoming murtad. The person may be thinking of pulling a big job. The person may be thinking of divorce talaq. But you don't know what state that person is in, some depression. Those few words, you go and talk to him, can change his life. Can save that person. That's why every day, we have to be thinking, no, I didn't do it, the next person will do. They're doing. You know that king, he was getting some visitors from another country. So he told all the people that, you know, this pond outside the palace here, I need you all to put one bucket of milk inside there. You know, we're getting visitors, we need to serve them. So every person thought to himself, you know, one person thought to himself, he said, you know what, if I just put one bucket of water, it won't make a difference. You know, not realizing that everyone thinking like him, the next day there was no milk, there was only water there. So the same way, we think, you know, that the next person is doing. But we all have to put our shoulder to wheel. So for this deen to come alive, deen came with qurbani, deen will come alive with qurbani, deen will stay with qurbani. So we have to give qurbani. So we have to give, our elders tell us 4 months every year. Who is ready?
First skill, 4 months battle.